Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ben, of course, and I'm hanging out here with our auto editor, Scott. Scott, you doing pretty well today?
I am doing well, Ben. Thank you.
I've got an interesting situation here. Little bit of bad news.
Bad news?
Well, maybe not bad, but
Just
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of out of topics.
Well, what?
Yeah. No, seriously.
No,
I mean, you know, I've got this notebook here, and there are questions and stuff, but we've pretty much covered cars.
Well, all right. Well, good thing we got our listeners then, because I've been going through listener mail.
Oh, thank God for listener mail.
Yeah, listener mail. I love listener mail. I've been trying to answer as many as I can, you know, via email. Hope I'm getting to everyone's. I really am trying. But I do have an interesting one here that we can talk about today, if you'd like.
Yes, I'd love to.
Good. All right. This one comes from Dylan, and Dylan is from Minnesota. And Dylan wrote, this is a while back. This is about a month ago. Dylan said that he's from an agricultural area in Minnesota.
Okay.
And, you know, he's heard a lot about how everybody's looking for, you know, economical vehicles. They want, you know, to get the best miles possible, you know, hybrid cars, lightweight cars, et cetera.
Sure.
Since he lives in an agricultural area, he wonders, is anybody doing anything with pickup trucks? Because everybody in his area needs to use pickup trucks. You have to carry things. You have to tow things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to carry more than two people at a time.
Yeah.
You know, what's the answer? So I think we have an answer for him.
And you know what? Before we go into that, that's a great point, because nobody really hears about anything other than a hybrid car.
That's right. Yeah.
And I guess in full disclosure, we should let Dylan know we're not completely out of topics, but we liked this one so much that we wanted to tell you all about the Toyota
ABAT. Which sounds like an unusual name, and it is an unusual name, but it's a hybrid truck, and ABAT, it's all caps, ABAT, sounds a little odd, stands for Advanced Breakthrough Aero Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Aero is A-E-R-O, Aero.
And, of course, I think it sounds like the Bat Truck or something.
Yeah, it sounds cool, and you know what? It is cool if you look at it. I think it has a really interesting look to it. It's pretty neat. I've blogged about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I've answered his email about this one. In fact, I answered his email two times because I gave him one answer that, you know, I didn't think was enough, and imagine that long-winded response from me. I sent back another response to him about this ABAT because I just think it's an interesting truck. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
And there's some good and bad news about this, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
But, you know, you're very conscientious.
Yeah, that's right.
Writing in there.
I mean, honestly, I was sitting in traffic on my way home one evening, and I was thinking about Dylan's email.
Uh-huh.
And this is, you know, weeks later, so that just goes to show you that if you send in something, we'll really think about it. We won't just give you a quick automated response, you know, we'll think about it.
Oh, we take the time.
And, you know, occasionally, you know, it may pop up on a podcast.
It just might.
And here's one right now. So let's talk about the ABAT, because I'm excited about this one.
Now, Dylan's probably heard this, so we're breaking it down for everybody.
Yep.
Who hasn't heard this yet?
It is a Toyota hybrid concept truck right now that is, well, it's hybrid, which completely unique. No one, believe it or not, no one is making a hybrid truck right now. They're hybrid SUVs. We're talking about a pickup truck with an open bed.
Yeah.
They're hybrid SUVs, but so far this is the first hybrid pickup truck around. I think it's exciting, and I think this idea definitely has legs, and I think that if they do produce this, I think it's going to have a pretty good market.
And I'll play the devil's advocate here. There's good news and bad news about this vehicle.
That's right, but we're going to save that to the end. So,
all right.
You know, we'll get to it. Don't worry about that. But and I'll be sure to bring that up because that's, you know, it's one of the key parts of this podcast that I think we need to get out there. So no way we'll forget it. But what we should do is we should talk about what this vehicle means, really.
Definitely.
Because it's built on, and this is the cool part, that Toyota already has the Prius.
Right.
You know, wildly successful hybrid vehicle.
Sure.
This truck, now it's not a full size truck. This is like a mini sport truck or something like that. You know, like a mini pickup truck.
Has a mini bed in it.
It's small. I don't know how small exactly, but it's small. It's not like a full size big pickup truck. This is like a much smaller unit.
Okay.
It's built on the Prius. So really, all they're doing is taking the Prius drivetrain and, you know, the basic layout of the Prius. adding this truck body to it, and it becomes this efficient pickup truck, which is really,
really
cool because, you know, not only can you carry several people, you know, I believe it seats four.
Okay.
Looking at the photos here, I see a rear door
that
opens kind of in a suicide fashion, the you know, from the front
yeah.
to the back. And, you know, it's got this little bed in the back with even a roof panel that slides forward and backward to allow taller objects to be stored in the back.
Okay.
It seems like it's very logical, very smart, and they already have this you know, building block that they can add to, which is the Prius, and I think the ABAT, you know, I think it would do well.
Yeah, and it also, it seems like it's a good solution to people who want some of the savings that people perceive a hybrid is having, along with the functionality that a pickup truck has.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of it, is that, sure, you've got a Prius that gets great gas mileage, and, you know, you can take your family, you know, on cross-country trips for pennies on the dollar, whatever.
Right, yeah.
You're making that, but whatever. the benefit to having a pickup truck that can do that, you can take it to, you know, the flea market and pick up that armoire that you wanted to get, you know, but
sure.
You can't do that in the Prius. Or you can haul hay bales or whatever. I don't know any of the towing capacities. I just don't, the information just isn't out there. And if it is, I can't find it.
Right.
But I don't know the exact, you know, the weights that it can carry and that type of information. But it does have a pickup truck bed, and it can carry, you know, some things like furniture and televisions and, you know, whatever you wanted to carry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, of course you can't overload any vehicle, it's not safe, but
right.
You know, it may have a limited weight capability.
Sure. Maybe it has something that's somewhat higher than the Prius, but somewhat lower than, say, a large truck.
I couldn't say for sure,
yeah.
But I do know that it does have the same hybrid synergy drive system as the Prius does have.
Okay.
So it does have the same, it most likely has the same engine, everything, you know, underpinnings as the Prius, which would mean that, you know, may not be able to carry a ton of weight, but you know, who knows?
You know, let me tell you, Scott, I am gassed up about this vehicle, and I'll tell you why. Oh, wait, that sounded like such a terrible pun.
Gassed
yeah,
up?
No, I didn't mean, I meant I was excited.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
mean
it as a gas joke.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, everybody. Okay, so no, puns are the domain of tech stuff, and we'll leave that to them. But what I do mean to say is I'm very much looking forward to this vehicle, because it always seems strange to me that hybrids were marketed in, a lot of hybrids are bought in urban areas, you know, for people who have very short driving distances, relatively speaking. And of course, miles per gallon still has the difference in miles per gallon still has a significant savings, right, for people in the city. But it seemed to me that as a consumer, a hybrid would be most useful to me if I had to drive longer distances more often, you know? So I'm so glad that someone has really thought about this.
So you're looking for the range also. You want a long-range vehicle. Personally, I can completely see the benefit of having this pickup truck bed on a hybrid, because, I mean, imagine if you had to take a you know, a garden tractor over to your dad's house or something like
sure.
that. Or, you know, a gas grill, something that's, you know, just so big, and you, without having to disassemble the whole thing and take it in pieces over there and reassemble it.
Or tie it onto something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This just seems to make sense. And if they do build this thing, I think it definitely has legs. I think the idea is a good idea.
Wait. You said if?
I did say if.
Have we gone past the good news part?
No, if you want to get to the, you know what, there's not a whole lot more we can talk about this. So we'll get to the good news, bad news right now.
Okay.
Really, to me, this is a pretty awesome idea.
Yeah.
Hybrid truck, all the benefits of a hybrid car, pickup truck bed. How can you go wrong? Okay. So I shouldn't say how can you go wrong. That's what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go
wrong? Okay, so here's the good news, bad news.
Okay.
All right. In September of 2008, Toyota announced that they were going to be building this vehicle, that they were starting to find suppliers that were going to you know, provide materials for building this vehicle. There was a lot of buzz about it. Everybody's pretty excited about it. You know, this is really going to happen. This is a cool truck.
Yeah.
Good idea. Well, unfortunately, I think it was about mid-April of this year, of 2009, Toyota announced that they were not going to build the truck. So plans changed that quickly. Now, I don't know if that has a lot to do with, you know, the recent economic turmoil that's been going on, or if it's, you know, exactly what's happening you know, within that company internally. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but you know, as of right now, the vehicle's on hold. It's still a concept at this point, but there is some speculation that they're going to eventually build this vehicle because they did have that intent. Something happened, and you know, there's still this gaping hole left where, you know, they need to fill it with a hybrid pickup truck.
You mean gaping hole in the marketplace?
Yeah,
I
mean
that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean they need to fill this niche because there's no one doing this right now, and they've got one that's ready to go. So I believe they need to do it.
Yeah, I think this would be a pretty good thing for a lot of the listeners out in Dylan's situation, you know, and it would be a pretty good thing for Toyota, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good thing. And I'm glad he wrote with that question because, you know, it gave me a chance to really think about it and investigate the hybrid ABAT a little bit more. And I think it's an interesting truck.
And hopefully one day it'll be an interesting truck on a road somewhere near us.
I hope so, yeah.
I'd love to see one.
I would, too. And you know what? Not only that, but this would lead to other auto manufacturers doing the same thing. And I think that would be interesting, too, to see, you know, the competition that's created by this.
That's an awesome point. And I think we've pretty much answered the question here.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. To our listeners out there, guys, thanks for tuning in, spending a little time with us. If you were interested in this subject and would like to learn more about hybrids, you can check out our website. And even better, if you have an idea for a future podcast or a suggestion or a topic, please send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the High Speed Stuff blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.